The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. Now here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, radio listeners and podcast listeners in the Pikes Peak region, the beautiful El Paso County, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I am your host, Jay Garvin's of the Home and Mortgage Talk. I want to personally thank all of you for a great response to my non-traditional radio program last week of a man on a mission talking about a mission field that Churchill went on and CJ and his wife Amanda, who have started an amazing nonprofit serving recovering addicts. That's a big conversation coming out of the pandemic. We talk about the infection rate, but we don't talk about who's been affected with suicides, with addictions, with unemployment, all of that. So your lovely comments mean more to me than the world. And today we are going to get back on track with the drum roll, Matt, and the pop of the energy drink. There it is, excess. Endless energy here on a Saturday morning. Today's show is titled The Fall Real Estate Market. The Fall Real Estate Market, talking about the season of fall, but also talking about the quote-unquote fall of the real estate market that everybody's been talking about. And I say that with a edge of sarcasm, because everybody's like, hey, the market's been changing. You know, the market's getting worse. You know, the market ain't what it used to be. And for the buyer's sake, I pray to God that that is correct. Because basically the muse or the premise for this show is pretty simple. Picture a semi going down the freeway with a goat affixed to it with a rope on top. And you've got the goat drenched in gasoline.
Oh no, he did.
And he's on fire. And the semi truck is going 150 miles an hour. So, the semi-truck was the economy, inflation. The goat, I'm not burning goats, okay? I'm not a Viking. Just stick with me on this analogy, okay? The goat is the housing market. So it's not that the market has been strong or fast or hot. The market has been unbalanced in an incredible fashion that is not remotely sensible, balanced, or even approachable by a buyer. I mean, in April of this year, people were offering $25,000 to $85,000 over asking price, which is totally unrealistic. For every house, there was 20 to 40 people interested. And now, today, we're going to talk about the fall real estate market. I've got the best guest I've ever had coming in. This is Bill McAfee, who's in charge of Empire Title. He and his wife, Ronnie, started that 15 years ago, and now they have sold it, and they are running it as the leaders, and he's going to be in doing a typical monthly economic update, but he and I are going to lay out 5 to 7 years of the real estate market to show where we've come. I'm going to go back to 2017. 2017 was almost the last year that we considered the real estate market palatable. Now it's like 2020 will be like the last year that we considered the economy free of inflation and palatable, because our inflation is not transitory. I call it Bide-inflation or Biden-flation, however you want to pronounce it, because it is not transitory. That's affecting the real estate market, and that's what we're going to talk about today. First of all, I'm going to talk about the current market year-to-date update, not only with September as we've closed that, but the year-to-date, where we've come from the hot months and where we are. And then Bill is going to come in specifically and go through September's market, and then we're going to forecast out into the fourth quarter and beyond, and we're going to talk about what this means for your home equity, what this means for maneuvering any financing you have or any debt elimination that you have or any purchasing interest that you have, any contracting projects with materials or trades. We're going to talk about how you can position yourself to not only take advantage of the real estate market, as it's basically went from hair on fire, goat on top of the semi, going 150 miles down the freeway on fire while you're trying to change the tire on the semi with the economy. That's how fast we were going into this election cycle prior to this administration. And now we've actually fallen back to a market that is absolutely not what it was. But instead of hair on fire, it's fallen back to just an extremely hot market. Because you can't say the market is cooling down when we still have only 12 days that a house is on market. I mean, that's a number of hours. You know, there's only 60 hours in 5 days. And basically, in 120 to 150 hours, a house is under contract. And of course, with the equity and stuff, we need this to slow down when we're at 20%, 19% equity. And that's what we're going to go through line by line. But I also want to offer you solutions, like a solution for many of you that are still holding unsecured debt is the extreme makeover mortgage, where you have a mortgage to make over your finances. And yes, I am a licensed loan originator with Churchill Mortgage, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. We have a team of a half a dozen of us that will help 200 families this year do about $60 million in volume, averaging about a $300,000 loan. And I want to help you. I want to earn your business in your next purchase or refinance transaction. I have done more than 150 transactions on the year, and more than 50 of these have been mortgages that have totally done a makeover for you, the radio listener. And I'm speaking to the choir. Most of you are homeowners, 85%. 70% of you have a really good mortgage and don't need to do anything. I just talked to Tom, a good friend of mine, longtime client, Tom Knapp, who's a blessing to talk to. And he said, Jay, I need to look at restructuring two mortgages. And he has one at a 15-year mortgage at 4%. He's already 5 years into it. And I'm like, Tom, you do not need to touch that mortgage no matter what. Your balance is under $100,000 and you have to do the wise thing. But you radio listeners have adult children. You have neighbors. You have relatives. You have friends. You have coworkers that don't have access to the Jay Garvin Show or even Dave Ramsey or any of that. So one, I want to help you. Call me at 719-330-1457 for 30 minutes free. You can go right to churchillcolorado.com. Go ahead and click on the Colorado Springs team and Jay Garvin's. Click on my calendar right there on that site and say, Jay, I want 15 or 30 minutes. The second part of it is buy now, retire later, but I'm going to go into that after the break when we're joined by Bill McAvee in today's show titled The Fall Real Estate Market Update. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. I'm going to raise a fuss, I'm going to raise a holler about a working old summer just to try to earn a dollar.
Check it out, going to work on Monday.
Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Aero Moving and Storage.
So check it out. Where does our town go?
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO. I am a licensed loan originator, also a real estate investor. My wife and I have 5 investment properties and 8 homes. Really 18, but I'm selling 8 of them and then 2 more are being sold off. But I also develop properties, but most importantly, I am a servant host to you, the radio listener. Give me a call at 719-330-1457 if I can help you with the listing of a house, the sale of a house, interest in buying a house, a purchase refinance transaction, mortgage, question about a 1031 exchange, or anything budgeting in between. My team, Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage, can help you. 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com, search for the Colorado Springs team, click on my happy little face and give me a call or send me a message or get on my calendar. And I am in the studio now talking about the fall real estate market update with the man himself, Bill McAfee of Empire Title. Bill, we've got your charts laid all over the studio here.
Yes, we do.
And we've got statistics year to date through September. We're now two-thirds of the way through October. And I'm just absolutely blown away that we are year to date at 18 to 19% of the average and the median price, and the market sales are up 6 to 7%. Almost unrelatable that the inventory is down 50%, but the units and residents sold are up 6 to 7%. The listings are down 42%, and days on market is settling out at 12 days on market. And this is a market that folks are saying, you know, this market ain't what it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not having 30 showings and 15 offers.
Yeah.
You're having 17 showings and 3 offers. You know, so I think the audience has to understand we're in a market we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. We're in hyperdrive. We're running with our hair on fire. For me, that's not a very big fire, but I am running that way. Bottom line, and I'm going to throw out a crazy theory here for you. I've always said I think there's a number in prices that will start to affect the market, to start to affect affordability.
Yes.
And so, interestingly enough, we have been just charging and setting record month after month after month on average and median sales prices. Well, the last 4 months, we've leveled out at right around 500,000 average, mm-hmm. about 450 median.
Yep.
Interesting. So what I did is I took the interest rates where we were for most of September, and I said, let's use a conventional loan because 53% of the loans year to date and last year were conventional loans. That's because people use that to go atop the appraisal. If they didn't appraise, then they'd still come in with the cash. Hard to do that with VA or FHA.
And Bill, that's across the board because we were doing 60% of all of our transactions last year were VA in my branch, a very large VA right. branch, and conventional was sitting at about 40%.
Okay.
Today, it's the exact opposite. I am right. 60% conventional, 35% VA, and only 5% FHA. So with right. that, you're spot on with the number of people using a conventional loan with a larger down payment. And what did you see as far as the effect of the required income to even afford that?
So what I did is I went and took what interest on that interest rate. Now, they've ticked up a little bit since then, but still where the interest rates were through most of September.
Mid-threes.
Yep. And it was basically you needed about $72,000 to get a conventional loan on a $500,000 house with 20% down. Okay.
And no debt.
No debt. So, no well, debt. No debt. If you were the perfect borrower, you could get around $60,000. Mm-hmm. If you had some hiccups or anything, you were up around $72,000.
Amen.
So,
see that.
So I went that. And then what I did is I started doing some research through the Department of Labor Statistics and found out that the median household income in El Paso County, this is about a year old, was $72,000.
Wow.
So what I think we've come across, and we'll see if this theory does pan out, I think we have finally hit that point that's not going to affect the California buyers. It's not going to affect Denver or Castle Rock people coming down here because they got the income to do it. But it is going to start to affect the county as a whole. And I think that we're starting to see that. And so we'll see how this bears out. Typically, winter, we start going down anyway.
Every
in price,
year.
Yep. But we'll see how this holds in through next year. A couple of really interesting things. One is interest rates. In February of last year, they were 3.5%. Okay.
Yep.
And just right now where they were at 2.9. So that's only a drop of about 0.6%.
Mm-hmm.
And that increased the purchasing power $27,000. You and I was talking on this. If they go up a half a point, that's a big deal. That drops you a lot of purchasing power for borrowers out there.
And I had talked to you, Bill, and I'm going to mention to you, the radio listeners, Churchill Mortgage is not just in Pikes Peak Region, El Paso County. We're in 46 out of the 50 states, a $6.5 billion company now. And just yesterday in a company-wide meeting, our head of the secondary market, which is buying and selling loans, saying, hey, I'm telling you folks, we can still thrive in a market that goes up a quarter to a half a percentage point. But then things get blurry
right.
as far as where we survive. And I asked him, Tom, why do you say that? He says, because that's where I see the markets going in the next 18 months
right.
is up a quarter to a half a point.
Right. Well, you know, Jay, back in November of 18, they went up to about 4.6% just for a short period of time. But I mean, it shut the market down.
It shut it down. That was my smallest year since the Great Recession.
Right. Yeah. No.
And thank God for Obama and Biden. Not for the economy, but for interest rates follow when the economy is inverted, just just right. like it was in pandemic, to a new record. What do they do? Did it back as far as George H. Bush and then George W. Bush and then Obama all go ahead and drop the rates in order to stimulate consumer spending.
Right, right. The other thing that's going to be affecting this, Jay, is inflation. It's not going to go away. And what is also, that's going to pull disposable income from people.
Yeah.
So I just see that. And again, I'm not predicting a crash. I'm predicting a stabilization of this market.
And here's an example, folks, that Bill's talking about. This is the real deal. It's in actuality. It's happening. And just the example of Drake.
Yes.
Power plant.
Yep.
And then Nixon. See, many of you may not know, but the last shovel of coal has went through Drake. All that money we spent, millions of dollars of taxpayer money on that clean burning stack, is now a thing of the past. That is money that you spent with your utility that has now been flushed down the toilet. Now that facility is burning natural gas. Now they want it to go to windmills, which I think is insane because, you know, it's cleaner energy, which is a separate argument and a separate radio show. But here, just with the natural gas bill, they're saying that natural gas prices on average are going to increase about 26.8%, just call it 25%, which means you're going to have $75 gas bill go up to $105. The exact same thing is happening with electricity because now we're using gas to have electricity formed. So your utility bill, this is not transitory. This is real inflation, is going to go up 15 to 25%. And oh, by the way, unlike the airlines bill, our city council members who are over the utility board did not hedge natural gas. So just like the airlines, United, they go ahead and
purchase
it, purchase it in advance and buy hedges that say if gas price goes up, we make money on that hedge fund.
Right.
Well, they didn't do that. And now as gas prices went up, our utilities are not only increasing bills, but they're literally tens of millions of dollars in debt in gas bills that haven't been paid.
Right.
And this affects all of you out here. So you need to plan. So where do you see the price of houses going? Kind of through the winter, sitting at about that $450,000 and $500,000 value,
I
respectively.
Do. You're going to come down some because the demand will just, it'll wane a little bit.
And it's a winter month. It always does.
But so yes, I see a stabilization. You could actually see it be flat, you know, and I mean, even on starting to run. Well, just to give an example, house sales had been, if you looked at it on a chart, just on a steep incline, the number of houses being sold.
Unrealistic every single month.
And
more.
The number of listings was available was on a downhill, just heading down.
Yeah.
They are now, even on long-term averages, they're flattening out.
Uh-huh.
So where sales have been going through the sky, it's now flattening out. Where the sales have been going, or listings had been going down, they're now leveling out. So they're both running now level, and they will eventually start to come back together. So you got a couple of factors are going to happen. I think the interest rates, even as they tick, is going to affect the market a little bit. I think we're at the top of the income that supports this county. I think we're there. We'll see if I'm right or wrong as we roll through next summer. I think that people are still going to come here. I truly believe command is still going to be here.
Uh-huh.
So there's a lot of things that are absolutely happening. But this market that we had that's just unsustainable, frankly, I think we are going to stabilize and go to something much more of a norm. And I think you could actually see if inflation continues to go where it is, we're at like 5.4% right now. I think wages are increasing about 4.6. So wages are not keeping up with the inflation. You're going to have more and more people, food, gas, clothes, it's all going up. And so as that goes up, that pulls disposable income out of our pockets too. So you are going to see a more stabilization of this market. It's going to go back to more of a normal market. We're still a hyper market. It's still going crazy, but we are going to believe we've crossed that point where I think we'll look back and say, man, that for that run, that was it.
And so we're not below the median cost of living increase. Nope. We're now beyond that threshold. Won't come back. And Bill, if you're listening right now, I've got 1 out of 5 of my clients, my borrowers, people that have a relationship with me as a radio show host and a mortgage lender and an investing consultant, 1 out of 5 of my clients, 55 and older, are planning retirement outside El Paso County, in the Floridas, the Tennessees, the Arizonas,
right,
the Texas, even the Oklahomas, Montanas, Wyomings.
Right.
So you need to keep in mind to have that buy now and retire later mentality because inflation's not going to stop. So I'd love to hold you over the break, Bill, continue to go and maybe look at a review of how hot it was in the summer.
Okay.
And then let's do a comparison all the way back to 2017 that I considered one of the last manageable years.
Right, right. No, that's good. Sounds good.
Great. And we'll be back right after these important messages. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Call me over the break at 719-330-1457 to help you with your next purchase or refinance transaction.
Ain't going down till the sun comes up. Ain't giving in till they get enough. Go around the world in a pickup truck. Ain't going down till the sun comes up.
And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m. and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin's.
Hey, where's the beat?
There's some things that I want you to know now. I'm just as sure the wind's gonna blow now.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show today. I have Bill McAfee with me. And we're talking about the fall real estate market and the update. Bill gave tremendous examples of how houses and their values are tapering out at about $500,000 in the average price, about $450,000 in the median price. And that requires in El Paso County about an average income, median income, about $72,000 at 3.5% with 20% down to afford that house. And that is almost identical to what he found in the Department of Labor statistics, which is about 12 months old. But now it's dependent, Bill, as you chime in, are the median wages going to increase at the pace of inflation? You said they're at about 4.6%. Only future will tell.
Right.
But where we've come from as a mortgage lender, we see people talking about the market slowing down, but we've went from hair on fire. I gave the example before you came in of picture a semi going down the freeway at 150 miles an hour in the headwind of a windstorm with a goat affixed to the roof of that rig doused in fire. The economy was the semi, and a house is that individual goat sitting there, and now the goat is still on top. He's not on fire, but the semi truck's still moving at about 75 miles an hour, and that goat is like,
right,
I need to get off this rig.
If you made it a rabbit, you would really have a hair on fire.
So. I'm going to change that. It's not a goat. It's a rabbit, and the hair's on fire. I love that.
Yeah, you know, Jay, it is. And before the last break, we talked about the inflation. And right now, it's not keeping pace. Wages are 4.6, inflation's 5.4. So, you know, we're about a 0.8 off right now.
And that inflation is skewed. It doesn't include food.
Right.
Gas is up a heck of a lot more than 5.6% since the Trump 30 administration. 30 to 40%. Yep. Look, we're looking right now. Houses year to date are closer to 20% than they are 15%.
Yeah,
that's triple the inflation.
We've never seen that before, ever.
We just talked about natural gas. It's up 25%.
Right.
Labor is up.
Right.
And things like labor disputes are now happening because people understand, hey, I'm not making enough, and you don't have enough labor behind me to treat me useless.
Right. You know, Jay, that's a very interesting point because we're probably 10 people short, and we cannot find them. We interview all the time. We try to bring people in. We literally, it's almost become a full-time job for a couple of our managers interviewing people to try to get them in. We're paying $40,000 a month overtime, so the people that are there are getting killed. Mm. So they're working, and they're getting burnt out. So we are in a time that we haven't seen, and wages are going to continue to push because of the shortage. What, 4.5 or 4.8 million people quit their job last month?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it is going to continue continue to be that labor shortage, which will boost, and you're right. Now you're seeing like strikes really will work because people don't have enough as it is. So you are going to see disputes, labor disputes and things like that happen, which will continue to push wages, which will continue to push the inflation. The government likes wages going up because they get more taxes out of it. Mm-hmm. And I believe that's, if they honestly came out and said to foot the spending bill, which I hope to gosh doesn't make it through, but if they actually was real and said, okay, we need to raise your taxes about 50% just to cover this, no one would go for it. Even the people who think they want to go into socialism would not like that. But the bottom line is, you can now, the government lets inflation run away, so they get more Social Security, they get more taxes out of those wages that are being pushed. Huge. Yep. They're not going to stop it. I truly don't think they are.
No, especially this administration, because they don't see an economy, they see a agenda that they're pushing that needs to be funded. Period.
Yep. No, absolutely. I hope this does not make it. You know, we'll see, but it will be devastating if they get through all the things they want to get through.
And this is what I share with you, Bill, and Matt, the producer, and you, the radio listener, is just laser focus on November of next year. If we can make it to the midterm election, you heard it here first on the 23rd of October. What is it? The third Saturday of October, 2021. You hold fast to this midterm election. It's going to be a midterm election like we haven't seen since Nixon.
Probably.
In the midterm and then into Nixon's second term, it was the largest victory, even over Reagan. And there's just a lot of Americans that are hurting, and we're here to help you. That's why we're having this conversation. One thing right away, I'm telling you, the Extreme Makeover Mortgage, I've done it more than 50 times this year, Bill. We're taking individuals that have $250,000 of equity. We're eliminating the rest of their debt, to include some people are paying off a small investment property mortgage left to $75,000, right. Another couple, $60,000 of student debt, all of their cars, everything. Then they're going from $1,000 in reserves to 3 to 6 months, 15 to 20 grand in their reserves.
Right.
Now they've eliminated all that debt. And we've went on to say, now, even if we shift you from a 30 to a 15-year mortgage, now they've cut another 12 years off their mortgage.
Right.
And now on top of that, they're like, Jay, how does this work? We're still paying $300 less out a month in money because you eliminated $1,400 of unsecured debt or investment property debt. Now you've moved to a 15-year, carved off 12 years, and this Extreme Makeover Mortgage is available right now.
Right.
It's not going to be available next year when rates are back up to 4 and 1/8.
And Jay, I don't know, you know, going through the 80s with some of the inflationary time and through Carter and some of the stuff that happened, the one thing I can tell you is if you're laden with debt and you go through a high inflationary time,
it's going to kill you.
You will have pressures on you that you cannot imagine. If you can get yourself debt free or very little debt, any type of hiccup in this economy or hyperinflation goes much better. Thing I think is going to be different this time, I'm not seeing interest rates. I remember in 81, I had CDs paying 13%. The one thing's going to be different this time, the banks aren't paying anything for money because there's been so much pumped in. They printed so much money that the banks they're not going to pay anything, and that ain't going to change anytime soon.
Because the money is just flowing free.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and get this, Bill. This is what I looked at that was scary, and I'm going to continue this conversation when I finish up the show, but I want to mention it to you. In 1972, you know what the high limit for the conventional loan was? $33,000.
Right. What is it now?
By 2006 was the first year that it went flat.
Right.
Remember, we set at $417,000 for 3 or 4 years.
Right.
So going from $33,000 median price to 417 from 1972 to 2008, which is, you know, I did the math, it was 36 years,
right.
1260% increase, 30% a year. And now we're up, you know, we did the first time in the history of mortgage, we had a mid-year conventional loan level adjustment.
Yeah.
We went from 548,250 to where they announced the 1st of October, said, hey, we are not keeping up with this as of October 1st, not January, it's 625. And that's only 120% increase. So that's only 11, from 417,000 to 625 is about 11% a year. So do you see new jobs coming in? Because Amazon isn't going to pay those wage increases. Hotels are. In-N-Out Burger. Your Space Command will. Command and Force.
Yep.
If we could get cybersecurity, that will bring in high-level jobs.
Right.
But they're not running in now. I don't see where those higher wage jobs are coming in. Do you?
No. Well, and then the other side of that, if you look at even some of the stuff across the street, McDonald's, it's been a long time since I've been inside of one, but they have machines in there and they will continue to put machines as wages go to a point. So the people will actually be replaced at some point if the wages drive to a point where it's not profitable to have one. Now, the weird thing we have that's holding it right now that people still is we have such a shortage of labor because people don't want to work.
They don't.
And they're incentivized
in this economy,
not to. Yeah.
And they're incentivized not to.
And so they don't. But yeah, no, I think on your makeover, if people will get themselves debt free or as close as they can, it is much easier to weather that storm because things always change. They always do. You know, we're in a spot right now where you can't find help. You know, we've had times where wages didn't raise for years. Mm-hmm. You know, when we came through the Great Recession, wages stayed flat or went down,
yeah,
you know, for 5, 6, 7 years. And so, yeah, so we're seeing some very unusual times. And what I would tell people is, I think this market's still going to continue to go, but it's not going to go like it was. We're not going to go at 18%, 19%.
No, and it's not healthy to do so.
No, it's not.
Extremely excited to get it to 10%. And let's, you know, look at that. So Bill does these economic updates every single month, folks. And, you know, what he does at Empire Title as a teacher and definitely has a heart of a teacher. At the end of every month, like you did September that we're talking about, like August and July, if you go back just to July's year-to-date forecast, our average price was up 20% from last year, 6 months into the year. Bill, I've never seen that in the 21 years I've been in the market.
No, if you look at a 30-year run here, 3% is the number. So if you look at any 30-year run and we put it together, it's going to average 3%. That's going to be the appreciation.
So what are we doing? We're still catching up from the Great Recession.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
And it will start to taper out here somewhere about 23, 24, 25, where it's back 6% or below.
Well, and the market hopefully will level, you know, where listings continue to come on and they will. And you said something that's interesting I really hadn't thought about. As people do retire and move, and there will be a fair amount that move, that also brings more listings into the market.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, people have been sticking in their homes.
Marlo and I did it. We sold one in Patty Jewett,
yep,
for $345,000 and bought in Tennessee.
Yep.
Partner, I've moved $750,000 of personal assets out. Our branch, not our company.
Right.
This is someone that usually does $60 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I've moved over $150 million of real estate assets out of Colorado.
Right.
So it's gonna offset it a little bit,
right,
but I want to know how the next generation of folks is gonna survive, and you just have to go do some review in history in Austin, Texas, in Boston, in San Francisco, in L.A., see how they're doing it. And what's happening is they're disproportionately high markets for renting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Jay, even the projects where you and I talked about a project coming on before we came on air, even the county, they want rentals. You know, they need places that's reasonable for people to go to. And that's going to be the trend.
Yeah.
You know, my gut is I think you're going to see possibly office spaces or even hotels that are converted to rentals.
Sure. You know, my friend Perry went ahead and converted the old Bijou Hotel down to what is condos, but really was housing for UCCS because,
yep,
of the pandemic. Well, in the last, absolutely, minute, my friend, what would you tell the radio listeners about the forecast into 2021?
Fourth quarter will start to flatten out. It will flatten out.
It does every winter.
Yep. And this one, we will flatten out. I don't anticipate the run up in 22 like we have this year because,
absolutely,
of the factors we've already talked about. I think that we will look back on this again 4 or 5 years from now and say, hey, that was the point. That was the run. And now it's still going to be a great market. And I'm not saying we're crashing, so I don't, mm-hmm, want people to think that. But we'll go back to the time I'm flipping dirt. That doesn't usually work.
Yeah.
So,
and we're flipping dirt as well. Well,
yep,
thanks for coming in, Bill. Huge blessing that you could take your time for two segments. Make sure that you use Empire Title, largest title company in Colorado Springs as far as transactions. And I'll be back right after this break to really sum up the power segment of the fall real estate market, how you can prepare, and how you can use the forecast to your advantage. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show.
The battle outside raging will soon shake your windows and rattle your walls, for the times they are a-changing.
The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11 a.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Come together.
Well, thanks so much for sticking around for the fourth and final segment of the Jay Garvin Show, the power segment, where I finish up my recap of the fall real estate market and the months ahead. Right now, we've got Bill McAfee was in, and the summary is the fact that year to date, folks, in the fall market, we have went from a hair on fire market to a hot market, where our average price year to date through the first three quarters, January through September, the average home price is up 19%. The median price is up 18.6%. The number of residential units sold, which is growth happening to our city, is up 6.8%. And I believe that's going to be up like 8% on the year. But the thing that concerns me, folks, is the inventory is down 50%. And that's happening for three reasons. And it's so important that you take a common sense look at this. You can call me at 719-330-1457 and say, Jay, how does this affect the equity and the value in my house when the inventory level is down 50% from last year? Part of that is because building can physically not keep up with demand. Number two, it's because it's taking longer to finish a house. So the houses are still there. The multifamilies are still there. The construction is still happening. But with COVID, inflation, and employment restrictions and all the other stuff, one, it's taking longer. Two, there's more people coming in that we can even catch up production because it was so low in the Great Recession. We're still trying to catch up. And then number three, is that people just simply are not selling their houses at all right now. They're saying, I'm better to stay where I'm at and fix up that house rather than sell it and build a new one. And we also look at all of those combinations together, and then you see your number of listings are down 42% as well. So there's a lot of pocket listings and some stuff happening below the surface of the market. Interest rates are still historically low, you know, kind of dancing between 2.9 and 3.3%, depending on your credit, your equity, and stuff like that. But days on market is still not healthy at 12 days. We need that to get back to 30 days. And I'm sharing this with you looking forward in the fourth quarter. Bill McAfee said that it's going to be more of the same. It's a great quarter to buy. It's a great quarter to buy every October, November, and December of the year because houses and value and prices always stabilize and flatten. Every year, there's still a curve of high months and low months. And October, November, and December, and even January and February are traditionally slow months. At a record-breaking 2020 COVID year, was still a record breaker for real estate. The average price at the end of the year went up 12.8%, and the median price 12.5. We're at 19% for average price increase year to date and 18%. I'm telling you, those are both going to end somewhere between 16 and 17%. That's up 50% from the largest increase we had in 2020 that we had ever seen. So days on market last year was 19, just under 20. So I went all the way back and I tried to find a year, radio listeners, a year where I thought it was the last palatable market, meaning rates were not too high like they were in 2018 or 2014 or in 2009 and 10. They were low. 2020 was a record-breaking year. The last year that was historically low before that was 2016. The last year before that was 2012. These are all presidential election years, my friend. But in October of 2017, exactly 4 years ago, the interest rate, folks, was at 4.1% with a dip at 3.94. So it was a full percentage point higher. Days on market, my friend, were just unbelievable. We had 44 days on market, and that was balanced. We had a median home price, which was record-breaking, but it was still manageable, where individuals had a price of $287,000. So all of those items right there, folks, that was a last palatable year. We're never going to hit that again with the median price, where the median price right now is $450,000 for a home, of course, and then you have $500,000 for average price, $450,000 for median price. But what in the world do you do with this? First of all, real estate sales are going to continue to break records. We just had the largest sale in the history of El Paso County, a house right in the Broadmoor, less than 8 blocks from the Broadmoor Hotel, and sold for $8 million and is basically a 12,000 square foot home. Robert, the Marlboro man, Bob Norris, his house up north is for sale and they expect that to sell. But the previous record in El Paso County was $6.2 million. So times are a-changing, but unless we see an increase in median salaries here, and that's only going to come with quality positions like cybersecurity, Space Command, it's not going to come with more Amazon jobs that are 20 bucks an hour. It's not going to come with more soldiers out at Fort Carson. It's not going to come with more hotels or In-N-Out burgers. Those are fun things for the press, but it's not sustainable jobs like Intel in Albuquerque and Rio Ranch, where your median job is $120,000 a year. We need to have that follow through in order to make this market sustainable. But what can you do? What specifically can you do? Biggest takeaway is the market is changing. I want to help you as much as I can to stay ahead of it, primarily through the makeover mortgage and the buy now and retire later approach to the market. And secondly, inflation is not transitory. It's here to stay on all housing, for all trade, and all material costs. So this is what I suggest. Number one, if you have an interest rate over 4%, you need to give me a call at 719-330-1457. If you have more than $10,000 in unsecured debt, student debt, credit card debt, car debt, pet debt, whatever it is, but then if you're also thinking of retirement in the next 10 years, you need to call me now, 330-1457, so you can buy now and retire later, and I can specifically show you how to save $150,000 to $200,000 with that approach. The extreme makeover mortgage will allow you to eliminate all of your debt, move your term of your loan shorter, save more money every month, and pay your house off faster. 719-330-1457. And as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's all that matters in the end. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose, pray to God that He would help you find your calling. Because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone that I am called to serve. So I'm called to serve you. Call me. 719-330-1457. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next week with a brand new show right here on KRDO News Radio.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.